There is something very traditional about this year, and I'm very, very much in favor of keeping with tradition. There may be only a passing reference to Parshat HaShavuot, which is Parshat Noach, but the shiur that's scheduled for this morning, as for, must be about 15 years now, that one of the Shabbosos after Sukkot, I say the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, and one of the Shabbosos after Pesach, I say the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, so that we can record it for posterity, and you know, there may be, who knows how many people that will want to listen to this. But I say there will be a passing reference to Noah, to Noah, very passing. I'm beginning to have all sorts of other ideas. Let's stick with it. The story is told of one of the Hasidic greats, Reb Zisha of Anipoli. Reb Zisha was sitting at Shalashudas on Shabbat Shuvah as the day was ebbing away. And he was talking with his Hasidim about the importance and the significance of doing tshuva. Of course, the Hasidim said, Rebbe, it's a difficult, difficult thing to do tshuva. Very difficult. Reb Zisha says, listen, in Shmon Esrei, we ask for refuah shlema, complete healing. We ask for Geula Shlema, complete reduction, redemption. And a bracha right near there says, Hashiveinu, bring us back to you, Tshuva Shlema. Just like we want Refuah Shlema, and we want Geula Shlema, it's our responsibility to try and do Tshuva Shlema. So he said, but Rebbe, it's difficult. So the Rebbe said you can do tshuva b'roshei tevos, with letters you can do tshuva. Rebbe, what do you mean with letters you can do tshuva? So he told them, take a look at the word tshuva, and there you have it. The top of tshuva stands for tomim tihyeh im Hashem Elokecha. Pasuk in Torah that says man should be wholehearted, complete, and full with God his God. There, of course, will come our connection to Parshat Noach. What's the first pasuk in Noach? Eileh told us Noach. These are the generations of Noach. Noach was ish tzadik tamim hayavidorachav. Noach is tamim. And we're going to find out what the meaning of tamim is. So Reb Zisha said, Tov of tshuva stands for tamim tihyeh Hashem Elokecha. The shin of tshuva stands for shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, I place God before me constantly. Vav stands for vahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your friend like yourself. The bet, a pasuk in Mishlei, Bechol derochecha da'edu, in all of your ways, know God. The hey, hikon likrat elokecha Yisrael. Pasuk in Tanakh, hikon likrat, prepare yourselves, O Israel, before your God. As I read the story, there's an idea that occurred to me, I don't know, maybe not occurred, like I just felt that I was being overwhelmed with this idea. And I thought about it for a few hours, and it worked. It worked. There may be even more than a kernel of truth in what I'm going to say. This is something that Reb Zisha didn't say at all. Reb Zisha was just talking about the significance of each one of these ideas. Each one of these ideas, when you put them all together, we have constructed a religious personality who is a member of a faith community. God is before me constantly in all of my ways. I am to know him. Love your friend like yourself. Be complete and full. Prepare yourself before God. I mean, all these are ideas. You put them all together, these are the building blocks of the perfect religious personality. But it occurred to me that these five psukim, these five steps, may very well describe the five periods in time, beginning with the month of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, and Shmini Atzeres. And I'm going to describe and define exactly how I see it. What's the meaning of Tomim Tihye Im Hashem Elokecha? What is Tomim Tihye Im Hashem Elokecha? So I have there the words of the Ramban. Tomim Tihye Hashem Elokecha is a pasuk in Sefer Devarim. Tomim Tihye Im Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban, Nachmanides, holds that this is a positive commandment. The Ramban, well, let's say the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam does not count Tomim Tihye Im Hashem Elokecha, be wholehearted with God for God. The Rambam does not count it as a mitzvah, as say a positive commandment. The Rambam sees Tomim Tihye Im Hashem Elokecha as an overall description of the totality of the Jew, but it does not require of him anything specific. And according to the Rambam, for something to be counted as a mitzvah, there must be something very, very specific about it. If it's just one of these general psukim that says, keep my statutes and my mitzvah, that's not counted a mitzvah. The Rambam disagrees with the Rambam. And he says, Tomim Tihye Im Hashem Elokecha does call for specific act. And he says, Shenitzavenu, that we've been commanded, Liyot Libeinu Tamim Imo Yit'ale, that our hearts should be full and complete with him. V'hu Shenema, Tomim Tihye Im Hashem Elokecha. V'inyan HaTzavo HaZot, what's the meaning of this command? Sheniyachet L'vavenu Elov L'vado, that we look, our hearts look toward God alone. There is no one else who can come to our aid or our assistance. There is nobody else who knows what the future holds. There's nobody else whose relationship truly, truly counts on a spiritual level. V'shenam shehu levado oseh kol, we should believe that he alone does everything. V'hu hayodeya amita kol atid, he is the only one who knows the truth of whatever will be in the future. If we want to know, at a period of time when there were prophets in Israel, if we wanted to know what is going to be in the future, we would go to his prophets, from his prophets and his pious ones. We don't ask the astrologers, we don't look at all of the nonsense that passes for knowledge of the future in the world. We don't believe that the words of the astrologer will come true. It doesn't really matter whether you're a Libra or a Pisces or whatever it is. Avol noma, you know what we should say? Hakol bidei shamayim. Everything in the hands of heaven. Ki hu meshane marechet hakochavim v'amazolot kiritzono, because God is the only one who has his ability to change, to dramatically change the all of nature. Mayfair also zbadim the kosrim in Yehole, he makes fools of the magicians and those who use crystal balls to tell us the future. So there's something very specific about Tomim Tihye Im Hashem Elokecha. Tomim Tihye Im Hashem Elokecha is now a description of a relationship. We believe that everything comes from him. He is the one who holds the future in his hands, our future. He holds all of that in his hand. He is the only one who is able to determine and change dramatically whatever it is that is there in nature. V'namin, the Ramban goes on to say that we believe, she'kol haba'ot tihyena ilenu kifi karvenu la'avodato. Anything that's going to happen to us is in direct relationship to the extent to which we are close to him. as Yirmiyahu said, El derech hagoyim al tilametil medu, don't learn the ways of the goyim. Umeyotot hashamayim al techotu, don't be broken by the signs and omens that come from the heavens. Ki yeichatu hagoyim, men of the goyim are broken by this. And then the last one, he brings the Sifri. Imasita kol ha'omer b'inyan, harei atotom l'ashem l'kecha. Tomim tiyem Hashem l'kecha, she'atotom chelkechoim Hashem l'kecha. Your portion is with God, your God said. So we're talking about a relationship